This is Reed in Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. Top stories of the hour first. Nepali Congress urges all political parties in the legislature parliament to help to endorse Constitution Amendment Bill. Parliament endorses Bill on Social Security Best in Contribution. Full meeting of Supreme Court passes its new regulation. And 26 killed in Lahore suicide bomb attack, more than 50 injured. Now news in detail. Ruling party Nepali Congress has appealed to the main opposition CPN-UML and all political parties to support the constitution amendment for ensuring broader acceptability of the constitution and creating environment conducive for all three-level elections. Similarly, Nepali Congress Central Executive Committee meeting expressed its commitment to implement all the agreements inked with the Mao Center, Madhesi Front, Federal Alliance, Rashtriya Janata Party Nepal and other. The party meeting expressed its readiness to table the Constitution Amendment Bill in the Legislature Parliament as agreed in the past that is under consideration in the Parliament. The meeting has also expressed respect towards the popular mandate extended to it in recently held two rounds of local level elections. A press statement released following the end of the party's Central Executive Committee meeting yesterday states that though the party did not achieve the expected result, it accords high respect to all the success gained through the democratic process. And the party has also extended heartfelt gratitude to every voters for their support. The party has blamed the delay in selection of party's candidate, lack of time to address the inter-party dispute and discontent, and betrayal by party members in some electoral units as the causes of loss it faced in the election. The Central Executive Committee meeting, chaired by Party President Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, also decided to initiate necessary action as per the party's statute and regulation against the party members that rebelled against the party officials' candidate in the election. The meeting also concluded that holding all three layers of election in the slated time frame to ensure broader acceptability of the constitution and implement the constitution as the national agenda. The statement reads, to accomplish the agendas, the Nepali Congress is committed to holding all the election by January 21st, 2018. The ongoing CPN Mao Center Central Office meeting has held deliberation on addressing various disputes within the party. Yesterday's meeting also held discussion on the provincial level meetings and trainings and national convention of the sister organizations. The meeting will continue today as well. Meanwhile, CPN Mao Center chairpersons and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal expressed the determination to unite all the Mao parties. Addressing a program organized at party central office, Piristada, in Memorial Day of Nepal Communist Party founder member Narabahadur Karmacharya yesterday, Chairman Dahal said that the Maoist Party divided into different groups should be united as the mandate of the people. He further stressed that there is no alternative to uniting all revolutionary forces, which he said would be a true tribute to leader Karmacharya. The Legislature Parliament has passed the Contribution-Based Social Security Bill 2074. Minister for Labour and Employment Parmullaha Mansoor had presented the proposal seeking the passage of the bill. Minister Mansoor informed the Parliament about various provisions as such as basic education, health, use of product, agriculture programme and social help among others. Similarly, on behalf of Prime Minister, Minister Mansoor also presented a bill on pay and incentive of the President and Vice President 2074. Agriculture and Water Resources Committee Chairman Mohan Prasad Baral presented the committee report seeking the withdrawal of the bill on Nepal Veterinarian Council First Amendment 2074. The Parliament is to meet next on July 30th. The full meeting of the Supreme Court has passed its new regulation. Supreme Court spokesperson Mahendra Nath Upadhyay informed that with the passage of the new regulation, older regulation 2049 has been scrapped. The new regulation comes into effect once it is published in the Nepal Gazette. As per the new regulation, the Chief Justice can assign the hearing also on a public holiday. Similarly, the court activities will continue till 4 p.m. on Friday as well. Four people have died in a road accident in Paglong district. The accident took place when a jeep heading towards Gwalichaur from Jaljala fell some 700 meters off the road at Bagdigard Rural Municipality 5. Six passengers injured in the accident were airlifted to Kathmandu for treatment. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो GSM डाटा प्याक
100 रुपैयाँमा पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा
ओहो कति सस्तो 200 रुपैयाँमा त 850 MB साच्चै सस्तो
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ 300 रुपैयाँमा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस् इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस् लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415 मा
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरु बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The representative of donor agencies have prodded the government to speed up the reconstruction of physical infrastructures damaged by 2015 earthquake. During a discussion held at Finance Ministry yesterday, the representative from 40 donor agencies including World Bank, Asian Development Bank, JICA, European Union, International Monetary Fund, UNDP, UNICEF and DFID, and the ambassadors required the government on why the post-quake reconstruction activities are not gaining pace. The agencies drew attention of the government towards the plight of hundreds of thousands students left to study under the open sky for lack of a school building. Nearly 2,000 school buildings damaged with the earthquake are awaiting reconstruction in the country. On the occasion, Finance Minister Ganendra Bahadur Karke informed the ambassadors and donors that government is working with an action plan to increase capital expenditure, develop the capacity of the local level representatives and achieve the sustainable development goals. The World Bank representative said, although the atmosphere has improved for the investment, Nepal still has to resolve challenges such as the reconstruction of damaged structures, capacity development of local people's representatives, augmentation of capital expenditure and implementation of federalism. Member of the National Planning Commission, Shorim Ogle, reiterated that the country is making headway to political stability, budget implementation, economic growth and reconstruction of quake damaged structures. Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Chiranjeevi Nepal said Nepal has achieved economic growth rate and maintained paid-up balance. Similarly, remittance was propping up national economy, he added, worrying that trade deficit is yet to be addressed. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for international news. At least 26 people have been killed in a car bombing in the eastern Pakistan city of Lahore. Officials say more than 50 others were injured in the explosion on a busy Ferozepur road close to a vegetable market in the south of the city. The Pakistani Taliban said it was behind the explosion. Reports suggest it was a suicide bomber on a motorbike and the target may have been police working in the area. Police officials are among the dead. Meanwhile, Pakistan President, Prime Minister and Armed Chief Army Chief have all expressed their sorrow and condolences for the loss of life. A suicide car bomb has exploded in Afghan capital Kabul, killing at least 30 people. A BBC reporter states at least 42 people were injured in the blast, and there are fears the number of casualties could rise. The blast in the west of the city is in a Melisia district struck a bus carrying government employees from the Ministry of Mines. The officials said the Taliban had carried out the attack and were targeting intelligence service officials. Now, general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places in the country. Kathmandu's weather report. Maximum temperature 28 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 20.8 degrees Celsius, and relative humidity 98%. Before the end of the news, let's have the reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress urges all political parties in legislature parliament to help to endorse constitution amendment bill. Parliament endorses bill on social security based on contribution. Full meeting of Supreme Court passes its new regulation, and 26 killed in Lahore suicide bomb attack, more than 50 injured. That's the end of the news from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.readnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English news is at 2 p.m. Stay tuned and have a good day.